traditional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. This segment brought to you by NorthernMichiganRV.com is the website. Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord, right off of I-75, exit 282. You can see their inventory sits on the west side of I-75, just north of M32. You get off the exit, head west to the Walgreens, head north, go to Expressway Court. They have Jayco, best-selling RVs. They have this Raptor fifth wheel, unbelievable triple axle, and Salem RVs. These are all affordable. They've won awards. They are unbelievable. Travel trailers, fifth wheels, toy haulers, first-time buyers welcome, low down payment options, fast approval, and they have lenders local and national that will actually compete for your loan. If you guys have a black pickup truck, you need to go and look at this black Raptor triple axle. This thing is freaking unbelievable. If you're a veteran, mention it, you'll get $500 off your down payment, the purchase, and they want your business. They will match or beat any price you get from any show, any other dealer, but you can deal with a RV company dealer that is open all year round. Why is that important? Because if you're going to pack up and go to Florida for the winter, you want your trailer camper fixed up, ready to go, prepped before you leave. A lot of these dealers close during January, February, March here in Michigan. Northern Michigan RV doesn't. One thing I love about them, your current vehicle you have right now. Get out your registration or your proof of insurance, pick up the phone and call them. Tony and his sales team at 989-448-8700. Again, Gaylord number 989-448-8700. Trucker Randy told me to call you to give you my VIN number on my vehicle. They can punch in your VIN number and know exactly what kind of vehicle you have. They know the engine size. They know the transmission. They know the rear end. They know everything. They know the towing capacity, braking capacity of your vehicle. They will then go into their inventory and match up 3, 4, 5, maybe 6 different options you have with your current vehicle. Folks, they got these single axle travel trailers that you can pull with a small car. I'm not kidding. It's amazing what you guys can do. And guess what? You now have a trailer with a permanent license plate, by the way. You only buy the plate once. Parked in your driveway, on the side of the driveway, maybe next to the garage. Plugged in with a 110 outlet, you now have a guest bedroom for any of those family members that love to come up here in Northern Michigan and disrupt our living. You get used to living the way you live in your house, you and the wife and the dog. Well, Grandpa, we want to come up and visit. Yeah, you do. The golf courses are green. The flowers are out. The deer are out. It's beautiful here in Northern Michigan. Of course you want to come visit us. We don't ever see you guys in January, February, but we always see you in the summer. Well, guess what? You're sleeping out in the camper. I don't want you in my house disrupting my privacy, your privacy. I've got a nice little travel trailer out there in the parking lot, in the driveway. Guess what? That's your hotel room. You come in after the show tomorrow morning, and we'll have some breakfast, and you guys can go and do your sightseeing and everything, playing golf you're going to do. But yeah, you're not going to disrupt our normal routine. $5 a day. $150 a month. You can have one of these brand new, unbelievable trailers in your driveway. So give them a call, 989-448-8700. Check out their inventory online on their website, northernmichiganrv.com. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. You'll get a great price, a great deal. They'll take good care of you. Love Tony, and I love his sales team. Great folks. Best, in my opinion, RV dealer in the state of Michigan, bar none. Speaker Matt Hall says that families, not corporations, should own single-family homes. Yesterday, Speaker Matt Hall at his afternoon press conference said the House Republicans will introduce legislation this week aimed at preventing private equity firms and large corporations from purchasing single-family homes, arguing that these institutional investors are driving up housing costs and making home ownership less attainable for Michigan families. During his weekly press conference, Hall said the issue was brought up to his attention during a recent visit to Marquette and was later in the day discussed with U.S. Housing and Urban Development Secretary Scott Turner, as well as U.S. Congressman Tom Barrett. Hall said, single-family homes should not be owned by big corporations. They're supposed to be owned by families. And we're going to put an end to that this week with legislation, end quote, said Hall. Hall did not provide any details of the proposal, but said he views corporate ownership of homes as one of the several factors contributing to Michigan's housing affordability challenges. Here's the reality, folks. I'm friends with a couple of real estate people. They told me that when they get ready to list a house to put it on the market, they are already being called by investment firms. They want to put an offer in on any listings we have before they go into the multi-list, and are willing to pay full price and cash, sight unseen, no inspections, nothing. We want the house for whatever you list it for, and we're paying cash. How can families compete with that? Number one, most people I know have to get a mortgage to buy a house. Number two, if you're going to buy a used home, you want to have it inspected by an inspector you hire, not one the realtor hires, to be able to tell you everything that's wrong with the house. How old are the shingles? How old is the furnace, the hot water tank? Does the roof leak? Does the basement leak? What about the electrical? Is it all up to code? Is everything working? Is it a circuit breaker panel or is it an old fuse panel? How's the plumbing? How's the structure? This is all information you want to pay your own private inspector to tell you everything about the house and what's wrong with it. You don't get an inspection to tell you what a great house it is. You get an inspection to tell you everything that's wrong with it. You got critters up in the attic. You need to know this stuff. Corporations don't care. Why? Because they're going to come in and fix up the house, whatever's wrong with it, and they're going to turn it into an Airbnb, a Vrbo, short-term rentals is what's buying up our single-family homes here in the state of Michigan. in the House Speaker and the Republicans in the House are going to put a stop to it. The Speaker framed the forthcoming legislation as part of a broader House Republican effort to reduce costs for our residents, alongside proposals to lower property taxes, utility bills, and even health care costs. According to Hall, housing affordability can be addressed through multiple approaches. Number one, and the obvious one, increase the housing supplies. The more homes, housing units you have available for people to rent or to buy, you can do that by reducing regulations, reforming local zoning practices, which we have an issue going on in the city of Gaylord right now over an old piece of property that's sat vacant for decades because of zoning problems. And in his statement, Hall said limiting corporate ownership of residential properties. One of the reasons for this is these big private equity firms and big corporations are buying up all the homes. Additionally, Speaker Hall pointed to what he described as growing regulatory costs associated with new home construction, citing permitting figures. He said that was discussed during meetings with even federal housing officials. Hall says in some municipalities, the cost of regulations on the new home can be as much as $130,000. That has gone way up over the last couple of years. Speaker argued that reducing regulatory burdens would help lower housing costs while preventing large investors from purchasing used single-family homes would leave more inventory available for individual home buyers. Hall additionally linked housing affordability to his ongoing push for property tax relief, saying homeowners could see annual savings of roughly $900 at a minimum under the Republican proposals currently being discussed as part of a broader budget and policy negotiations for this upcoming fiscal 2027 budget. Speaker Hall had more on this topic. We're going to take a short break. A word from our loyal sponsors. We'll be right back.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at libertymountainusa.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final comments to wrap up this housing story. Speaker Matt Hall said that people need to reevaluate their thinking about attainable housing in their backyards. There has been a prevailing attitude of what's called NIMBY, not in my backyard. Speaker Hall said that mentality has got to stop. Although everybody would love to see their own backyard, their own community stay the same, you have to understand that we are truly facing a housing crisis. The only way to make our state even more productive with lower cost is to be able to have more families living here. The cost of government is almost at a fixed cost right now. Cost to run the state government, the cost to do local government, the cost to run the schools, provide the schools, the roads, our prison system, and what the public perceives as being necessary services all costs money. The more people you have in the state paying taxes, some form of taxes, even if it's just sales tax when they buy things, helps reduce the cost for everybody. If we open up our minds to housing, especially new housing projects, even if it is close to our area of where we live ourselves, we need to consider it. We cannot keep expecting others to allow the projects to be built in their backyards and us not be part of the solution. State of Michigan, across the board, whether it's southeastern Michigan, western Michigan, mid-Michigan, northern Michigan, or even the UP, we need more housing. This is critical, absolutely critical to the vitality, long-term economic feasibility of our state. If we don't increase population, we don't increase housing opportunities, we don't increase job opportunities, our state is dying. Other states have gone through this and have turned things around. House Republicans are going to lead on this effort. using different approaches than what the governor has been doing for the last 7.5 years. We believe the private sector, if regulations can be reduced, if cost of construction can be reduced, if people are willing to open up their communities to new projects, to invite new families to come and live with them, we can make this work. Also, the House Republicans and I look forward to electing a Republican governor in November. We look forward to the potential of taking back the majority in the state Senate. We believe that together we can fix these problems. Housing is a major priority of ours. Now, one of the things that he did say, this legislation will be started in the House. They plan to vote on it this year before the November election. The question is going to be whether the two-seat Democrat majority in the state Senate, whether they'll even take the bills up, let alone passing them. And then finally, as part of her legacy, will Governor Gretchen Whitmer actually sign it into law? Doesn't matter. We are going to put the Senate Democrats on the record as well as this governor. She mentioned it in her State of State address back in February that housing was critically important to her final year of her governorship. Well, we shall see, said Speaker Matt Hall. And see, housing, folks, you have to understand, if you're going to stick build a house in today's environment, you're looking at roughly about 42 different steps in the contracting process. Initially, you have to dig a hole for the foundation. Whether it's a basement, a crawl space, whatever, you got to dig a hole. You then pour concrete footings down into the earth, have it cured, and then put your foundation in. Crawl space, basement, whatever. Once the basement walls cure with bracing, you do a backfill. You put the necessary gravel, you put the necessary tar on the outside of the walls, and you backfill it. Allow it to begin to settle so that the rough carpenters can come with the lumber to stick build the house on site. Or maybe it's a manufactured home built in a factory and they're able to deliver it and put it right on the foundation and you have a house there basically in 2 days. Regardless of how it's done, you've got carpenters, rough, finish, trim. You've got electricians, you got plumbers, you got heaters. You've got insulation, you got painters, you got shingles, you got all kinds of things, windows that go into a house. Those are jobs, local jobs usually, and they spend money in our hometowns. That's what housing does. Hour number two, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
This is Perry Johnson, the Trump conservative for governor. I'm an outsider businessman, not a career politician. I spent my life bringing quality and efficiency to over 60,000 companies. In fact, they call me the quality guru. My first priority as governor will be my mega audit, the Michigan Efficiency Government Audit, that will find the fraud in state government and Jocelyn Benson's election office and eliminate it. By implementing my mega audit, we will save the taxpayers millions and return it to you with my 4747 income tax elimination plan and property tax reform. My Perry Johnson 4747 plan will put $4,747 in